Manny Pacheco, and let's travel through forgotten Hollywood. I've written an award-winning book series I'd like you to consume that shares America's story through the eyes of actors from Hollywood's golden age. And Joe Lyons will take his golf cart on the back lot. In the past, we've enjoyed the softer side of Hollywood, including Judy Garland, Doris Day, and Annette Funicello. Today we honor a singer-songwriter, author, actress, film producer, and director. She has won 2 Academy Awards, 8 Grammys, 5 Emmys, a special Tony, an American Film Institute Award, an accolade from the Kennedy Center, and a Peabody Award. Barbara Streisand is one of the best-selling female artists of all time, with more than 71 million albums in the U.S. and 145 million records sold worldwide. Her cinematic career is just as prolific. Born in Brooklyn, Streisand became a nightclub singer while in her teens. She wanted to be an actress and appeared in Summer Stock and in a number of off-Broadway productions, including Driftwood in 1959 with then-unknown Joan Rivers. Her singing career took off the next year in Greenwich Village. After appearing several times on The Tonight Show, she released an album that would win a Grammy. What really cemented her growing legacy was a guest stint on The Judy Garland Show. They combined 2 fabulous standards for an impressive wow moment in television history. Later, Barbara recorded a tune made famous as a spoof for Milton Berle on his radio show back in 1940. Forgotten Hollywood remembers when.
You're so thrilling, so absolutely thrilling. I must say that we've got all your albums at home, you know. And you're so good that I hate you. I really hate you. You're so good.
Oh, Judy, that's so sweet of you. Thank you, you know. You're so great that I've been hating you for years. In fact, it's my ambition to be great enough to be hated by as many singers as you.
Oh, well, that's a nice thing for you to say. I love it. Say more.
Oh, I love you. I love you too. But don't stop hating me. I need the confidence.
No. And if you ever get a little, you know, a feeling of lack of security, call me on the phone and sing a couple of notes to me, and I'll give you hatred like you've never gotten. It's good. See, I love you, Pussycat.
I think that makes me happy.
Let's try it.
Forget your troubles.
Happy days.
Come on, get happy.
I hear again the
change. All your cares above are clear. Shout hallelujah.
So let's sing a song.
Come on, get happy.
Cheer again.
Get ready.
Happy days I hear again.
The sun is shining.
Together.
Come on, get happy.
Shout it now.
Lord,
there's no way.
Shout hallelujah.
So let's tell the world
and just get happy
about it now.
We're
happy
going.
Days are here again.
We're heading across a river. Soon your cares will all be gone.
There'll be
just get happy.
I hear again.
You've been skies above our ear. A shout, hallelujah.
So let's sing a song.
Just get happy.
Yes, I'm walking, but I'm walking without feet. I'm not finding fault at all with what's too big and what's too small. But Sam, you promised me both ends would meet. You made the coat and vest fit the best. You made the lining nice and strong. But Sam, you made the pants too long. You made the peak lapel look so swell. Who am I to say you're wrong? But Sam, you made the pants too long. They got the belt and they got suspenders, so what can they lose? But what good are belts and what good suspenders? When the pants are hanging over the shoes, you feel a winter breeze up and down the knees. The belt is where the tie belongs. 'Cause Sam, you made the pants.
Manny Pacheco here, and today I'm sharing some rousing renditions from Barbara Streisand. This is Forgotten Hollywood. The diva made an impressive debut on Broadway in Funny Girl. She would reprise her role in an artistic and commercial success directed by Hollywood veteran William Wyler. Streisand won the 1968 Academy Award for Best Actress, sharing a rare tie with screen icon Katharine Hepburn. When she received her Oscar, she introduced herself to the statuette by saying, "Hello, gorgeous." Forgotten Hollywood is at the podium.
Father has a business, strictly secondhand, everything from toothpicks to a baby grand. Stuff in our apartment came from Father's store, even clothes I'm wearing someone wore before. It's no wonder that I feel abused. I never get a thing that ain't been used. I'm wearing second-hand hats, second-hand clothes. That's why they call me second-hand Rose. Even our piano in the everyone knows that people, people who need people.
A growing legion of forgotten Hollywood fans. I want to say hello to Rich Hogan in upstate New York and Karen Keener, who lives in Virginia, and congratulations on the birth of your baby boy.
And now, back to Forgotten Hollywood.
Oh, my man, I love him so. He'll never know. All my life is just despair. But I don't care when he takes me in his arms. The world is bright, all right. What's the difference if I say I'll go away when I know I'll for whatever my man is, I am his forevermore. It cost me a lot, but there's one thing that I've got, it's my man. Cold and wet, tired, you bet, but all that I soon forget with my man. He's not much for looks, and no hero out of books is Madman. Two or three girls has he that he likes as well as me, but I love him. Just a spare, but I don't care when he takes me in his arms. The world is bright, all right. What's the difference if I say I'll go away when I know I'll come back on my knees someday for whatever my man is? I am his
if each plan with your man done fell through, there was a time I was his only one, but now but now I'm the sad and lonely one. Oh, Lordy, was I gay till today? Now he's gone and we're through. Now he's gone.
That note. It was given to me by my friend Grace Moore on my birthday. I was she glad to get rid of it. I think I'll give it to her back. Or her front.
Manny Pacheco here on Forgotten Hollywood. That was Barbara Streisand performing as Fanny Bryce in Funny Girl, and the second movie in the series, Funny Lady. The songstress' first love was the standards she could find on Broadway, such as a little number featured in Drat the Cat, a production that starred Leslie Ann Warren and her husband at the time, Elliot Gould. The show only ran 8 times and was considered a flop. However, Barbara adapted several productions onto the screen, including Hello Dolly and On a Clear Day You Can See Forever, and more hit records followed. Forgotten Hollywood is capturing the essence of Barbara Streisand.
He touched me. He put his hand near mine, and then he touched me. I felt a sudden tingle when he touched me. A sparkle, a glow. He knew it. It wasn't accidental. He knew it. He smiled and seemed to tell me so.
The glow of your
This is Manny Pacheco sharing the absolute magic of Barbara Streisand. Since this is Forgotten Hollywood, we are bypassing the obvious number one tunes for motion pictures like The Way We Were and Evergreen. Instead, I have a gem from What's Up, Doc, when Streisand shared the microphone with Ryan O'Neill, and a tune that was dispatched from her screen version of A Star Is Born. She produced the latter film to pay homage to her screen idol, Judy Garland. By the way, the song not included became a minor hit for Streisand. It was not to be denied. Your tune to Forgotten Hollywood.
Edward's poetic, I'm so pathetic that I always have found it best, instead of getting it off my chest, to let him rest unexpressed. I hate parading my serenading, as I'll probably miss a bar. But if this ditty is not so pretty, at least it'll tell you how great you are. You're the top, you're the Colosseum, you're the top. You're the Louvre Museum. You're a melody from a symphony by Strauss. You're a Bend a Bonnet, a Shakespeare sonnet. You're Mickey Mouse. You're the Nile. You're the Tower of Pisa. You're the smile. Worthless check, a total wreck of flair. Honey, baby, on the bottom, you're the top. You're the top. You're Mahatma Gandhi. You're the top. You are Napoleon Brandy. You're the purple light of a summer night in Spain. You're the National Gallery, your Garbo's salary, your cellophane. You're sublime, you're turkey dinner. You're the time of the Derby. Toy balloon that is faded soon to pop. Buddy, baby, I'm the bottom, you're the top.
Steve, there's something I gotta tell you.
What is it, Judy?
Well, you're the top.
I am?
You're Waldorf Salad.
Oh, no, no, let me say it. You're the top.
Me too?
That's right. You're a Berlin ballet.
Oh, that's nice. You're the nimble tread of the feet of Fred Astaire.
Actually, I don't dance very well.
You are an O'Neill drama.
You're Whistler's mother.
Mama.
Sorry.
You're Cannon Bear.
Let's see. You're a rose.
You're Inferno's Dante.
That's a very intellectual reference. You're the nose.
Watch it.
I mean...
What,
I mean,
what?
Well, I'm the great Durant.
Oh, that's better. I'm a lazy lout who is just about to stop.
Let's not stop.
But if baby, I'm the bottom.
She's the one for me. You're the top.
I got the feeling
has gone to sleep. One of these mornings I'll be gone. My heart belongs to me. Can we believe in fairy tales?
When we return, Barbara Streisand traverses the pop music landscape. Hi, I'm author Manny Pacheco. Son of Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History is the brand new book telling America's story through the eyes of actors from Hollywood's golden age, including Frank Morgan, Marjorie Maine, and Andy Devine. Son of Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History features iconic cinema, including The Maltese Falcon, High Noon, and The Hollywood Canteen. The original Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History has been the recipient of the gold medal at the 2010 World Book Awards and has been added at the prestigious libraries of the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences and the American Film Institute. You can purchase both paperbacks on Amazon and at selected Barnes & Noble bookstores. And you can download the first book to your virtual library as an ebook for your Kindle, Nook, or on your favorite e-reader through Sony or Apple. The Forgotten Hollywood book series makes a perfect gift for a family member or friend. Visit ForgottenHollywood.com or on Amazon and pick up or download a copy of these books today. This is Forgotten Hollywood. I'm Manny Pacheco.
baby, you're my one attraction. You must be heaven sent. You give me so much satisfaction. You're the one.
There's no flame and yet I burn. I'm not sure what I'm afraid of, and yet I'm trembling. There's no storm yet I hear thunder, and I'm breathless. Why? I wonder. Weak one moment, then the next I'm fine. I feel as if I'm falling every time I close my eyes, and flowing through my body is a river of surprise. Feelings are awakening, I hardly recognize. New sensations. What's the secret they reveal? I'm not sure I understand, but I like the way I feel.
Thank you.
can't wait to share with you.
Manny Pacheco here, and I'm enjoying an afternoon with Barbara Streisand as our audio guide on Forgotten Hollywood. Other films in the 1970s that starred our topic of the day, The Owl and the Pussycat, For Pete's Sake, and The Main Event. Along with Paul Newman, Sidney Poitier, and later Steve McQueen, Streisand formed First Artist Production Company so that these actors could secure properties and develop movie projects for themselves. Streisand's initial outing for First Artist was Up the Sandbox. The company was reminiscent of what Mary Pickford, Douglas Fairbanks, Charlie Chaplin, and D.W. Griffith accomplished with United Artists decades earlier. One of Barbara's proudest creations was Yentl in 1983. She was the producer, director, and star, an experience she repeated for The Prince of Tides. In between, she often returned to her roots, recording Broadway standards from Cats and West Side Story. Forgotten Hollywood is along for the ride.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Joe Lyons, and welcome to this week's visit on the Back Lot. Here on the Back Lot, I've told you about Hollywood's answer to some of our most basic fears. Clowns and worms are just two of them. Many people, I find, fear nuns. Those dedicated brides of Christ often scare Satan right out of some souls. In the movies, nuns are often portrayed with holy respect, such as Audrey Hepburn in The Nun Story, Julie Andrews and the entire convent in Sound of Music, Debbie Reynolds in The Singing Nun, and of course, Ingrid Bergman in The Bells of St. Mary. But there are others. Sometimes the nuns aren't even really nuns. Whoopi Goldberg was only pretending in the two Sister Act movies, and Shirley MacLaine was anything but pious in Two Mules for Sister Sarah. As a counterpoint, Andy McDowell was a nun who pretended not to be in Bruce Willis's Hudson Hawk. Elvis didn't know that Mary Tyler Moore was a nun in Change of Habit. In Robert Rodriguez's movie Machete, he had Lindsay Lohan disguise herself as a nun with a gun. And I recently discovered a movie called The Mighty Max, the story of the head basketball coach at a tiny all-girls Catholic college. Her team had no gym, no uniforms, and the school was about to be sold, so naturally, in typical Hollywood style, they go on to win the national championship. Of course, she faced the opposition of Ellen Bernstein as Mother St. John and the support of a spunky assistant coach named, believe it or not, Sister Sunday. Of course, nuns have the habit, no pun intended, of showing up where you least expect them, so it comes as no surprise to find nuns in the crowd scenes visiting the vacation resort of Amity in Jaws. And if you pay attention in Die Hard, you discover that Bruce Willis was taught by Sister Teresa in the third grade. I also found a low-budget war movie called The Nun and the Sergeant, starring an actress named Anna Sten, whose character is listed simply as Nun. And yes, there are some scary nuns in the movies. Meryl Streep was pretty scary as Sister Aloysius Bouvier in Doubt. And so was Kathleen Freeman, Sister Mary Stigmata, alias The Penguin, in The Blues Brothers. And these are just the movie nuns. If I got into TV, I'd have to cover everything from Sally Field in The Flying Nun to Jessica Lange as Sister Jude in American Horror Story. And by the way, Manny and Steve, if you wonder where I stand on nuns, please note, my sister is a nun. God bless her.
Thank you, Joe Lyons, for a meticulous On the Backlot report. And lest we forget, Lilies of the Field, great movie with nuns. And to producer Steve Guzman, your 5-octave range on the radio board is impressive. The New York Post recently reported that Ms. Streisand was in negotiations to produce, direct, and star in a new film version of Gypsy. Julian Fellowes, the creator of Downton Abbey, is writing the screenplay. This is going to be good. And may I add, I don't think Barbara Streisand is going to retire anytime soon. Excellent news indeed. Join us next week for another edition of Forgotten Hollywood. And remember, let's never forget. I'm Manny Pacheco.
What are you doing the rest of your life? North and south and east and west of your life. I have only one request of your life, that you spend it all. Let the reasons and the rhymes of your days all begin and end with me. I want to see your face in every kind of light, in fields of dawn and forests of the night. And when you stand before the be the one to hear the silent wish you make. Those tomorrows waiting deep in your eyes.
It may take a kiss or two.